giving ourselves permission to go for whatever it is, whether it's our God-sized dream or taking on a new job, but to know that we're not going to do it just like everybody else. And just to say, just do it the way that God fashioned you to do it, and then remove that expectation or comparison. And then I feel like I would stop making that excuse of I'm too tired to, you know, accomplish something.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Welcome back to More Than Small Talk. This week, we are talking about when your butt gets in the way. And I feel scandalous saying that because in my house growing up, when I was a little kid, butt was a word we are not allowed to say. We're supposed
here.
To say bottom. Mm-hmm. But we are not actually talking about that kind of butt. We are talking about the butt with one T. B-U-T.
Well, leading into that, I think that really builds up the great confession question for today. What is one of your favorite excuses?
That I'm too tired. I say that every day, multiple times a day, that I'm too tired to tackle that. But really, it's usually means that I'm afraid of what I want to tackle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask, so how do you know the difference between like, sometimes that's an excuse, but sometimes it's just an explanation.
Yeah.
Like you really are tired.
I really am tired.
So, cause I say that too.
You should see your eyes.
I wish you could see my face and my bags, because when I was driving here this morning, usually we ride together, I wanted to put on my little, under eye bag things, you know, that are supposed to make them. And I was like, that's going to just be a disaster.
I want some under eye bag things. Where do you get them?
You can get them from Sephora. You can get them on Amazon. So I was going to put those on and drive, but I really need those. So really, I mean, I am really tired. I'm tired every winter. If I could hibernate, I would be the happiest person in the world. If I could just like sleep through the winter months, but sometimes it really is, we really are tired.
Yeah.
Some of it is, it's just one more excuse. And you know, sometimes we can be really good at throwing those out there, but how I know that that is real for me is that if I'm so physically exhausted that I absolutely can't, you know, I'm not procrastinating or anything like that. It's just, you know, where I really am tired.
Yeah. I'm so distractible. Like I'm thinking, how much are they? Where do you get them? They're
not expensive.
You can get them on Amazon. On Amazon right after this.
You can put them on while you drive.
And they work. Yeah. I didn't put mine on, so I
was like, okay, one of my favorite excuses is I don't have time. And I think that your question is valid here too, Holly. What is, because sometimes we don't have time. But my go-to for a very long time was if somebody asked something of me, is to immediately a little bit of panic think, oh, I don't think I have time for that. And so now, there are times that I really don't have time for things, but there are also times that an easy way out of something hard or something I don't want to do is to say, hey, I don't have time and I know they'll buy it. And this is more than small talk. I'm being super honest. I've got my head off of the little eye things now and I'm in the conversation and I'm admitting that there are times that I use that as an excuse. And I'm busy, but I do have time.
Yeah. And mine, I think, would be, I don't know how to do it right.
Yeah.
And I think what all of ours have in common is probably when it's an excuse, it's motivated by fear.
Yes.
Even if it's fear that it'll be exhausting or it'll be too much. Or with me, I fear doing it wrong. And so I can get stuck in like research mode forever.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out, how do I do it right? Do I know everything I need to know? Do I have all of the context? Have I made a plan? Do I have it? You know, just making sure
that
I feel like I can do it right, which I don't even know what right means. So, it basically means when I stop being too afraid to do it.
Right. So do you think that you overthink your way out of things?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or delay. More often it's a delay. Like, We were just talking about me doing an online class.
Yeah.
I probably know everything I need to be able to make that happen.
Yeah.
But in my head, I think I don't know enough. Like, I don't know how to do it right. I need to learn some more about that. We're probably at this point, I could try it. And so what if I need to learn some more along the way?
You know? And you could not so only do it, you could kill it. Like, you could do it so well, Holly. And I feel like that's a wheelhouse in a way that God has created you. And don't you think that there's a very real enemy? And I don't want to throw everything on the enemy, like the devil made me do it. But at the same time, I think that there's a very real enemy that sees goodness that God wants to give us and plants those seeds of fear in us, which result in excuses. Like I said, I don't want to blame this on everything on the devil made me do it. But there is that real spiritual aspect of that, I think.
Yeah. Just a distraction. Mm-hmm. Excuses are really a distraction in a way, right?
Like
just a little bit longer. And this is a follow-up to our conversation about God-sized dreams.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that, listen to that episode. And we wanted to follow up because it feels like whenever we start pursuing a God-sized dream or even just a desire of our hearts, that a lot of times all of a sudden we're, at least me, all of a sudden we're making all kinds of excuses. So as we look at a new year, just clearing those out of the way and saying, okay, do I really need this excuse or am I ready to move forward?
Right. Yeah. If we think of common excuses that we all tend to give, some of those are, I can't do that. Or I don't think that that will fit into my life. Or whatever that excuse is, the but there, it disqualifies everything we say. Or somebody says to you, hey, listen, I think that, I just said it to you, Holly. I think that God made you that way. I think that you have value to bring to people. You have this gift of drawing people close to you in this gentle, sweet way and inspiring them to do things that they didn't think they could do. That's beautiful about you. And then here, the enemy stirs fear in you and it comes back and says, but I'm not sure I could do that the right way. And that's the area I want us to be very aware of.
Yeah. Or I might let people down, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if that fits in the excuse category, but like when you're saying all that,
that's
the other thought that I have. It's like, okay, if I don't know how to do this well enough, I'll let people down.
Yeah. That's really interesting. So I feel like we should sit here just for a little bit longer. And the only reason why is that there are women on the other side of this listening, or maybe men too, that are listening and saying, hey, you guys have it all together. Like you've done this or you've done that, or maybe they're looking at somebody else next to them and they're saying, I don't have what it takes. That's a but too.
Right.
That seems to be the first hurdle that we hit in any of this, right?
Right. So I was just thinking about like if my excuses are based on fear or unrealistic expectations, what's going to help us individually to stop making excuses and to go for it?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even answer that?
I don't know. I feel like we have to come against buts on so many different levels. And that's why, like, I want to dig deep into this. Yeah. And I love that we are. Sometimes the buts come from other people.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I know that you're a Bible teacher, but you're a woman.
Yeah.
Or, you know, listen, I know that you are really great at nurturing, but you don't have all of the background that I had that showed me how to be a good mom or showed me how to do this task. I don't know.
I think to address specifically what you said about feeling like I don't have what it takes to do what this other person is doing.
Yeah.
I would say the answer is that's absolutely true. You don't.
Yeah.
You have exactly what you need to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. You do not have what it takes to do that for anyone else's life.
You know? Preach it. Yeah.
Because I think as long as we get in that cycle of trying to say, okay, I have to be able to do what this other person is doing, then we're going to stay stuck.
Yeah.
And God's saying, sweetheart, I love you just as you are. And if you did what that other person does absolutely perfectly, maybe even better than them.
Yeah.
it would still be a failure because it would not be my unique plan for your life.
Mm. Man,
well, that's good. And I think giving ourselves permission to go for whatever it is, whether it's our God-sized dream or taking on a new job, but to know that we're not going to do it just like everybody else. And just to say, just do it the way that God fashioned you to do it.
Yeah.
And then remove that expectation or comparison. And then I feel like I would stop making that excuse of I'm too tired to, you know, accomplish something.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this is, it's meaty. It really is.
It is.
So as we think about practical things that we can do to address the excuse making in our lives, what do we think?
Yeah, I think we need to exchange the but for an and. Mm-hmm. A and D.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't have the background needed for this. I don't even know how to transition
and
into
God
it.
Will equip me through the power of his spirit anyway.
Okay. That's good. See, I struggle with that because I instinctively want to throw that butt in there.
Right. Yeah. I know.
You it's know? So
I think that for me, just calling it out and saying, you know what, Jennifer, that's an excuse. That's just another excuse, you know? So I think that becoming more aware of how many times I use an excuse instead of following through on something.
Yeah. I remember when my children were teenagers and I had three teenagers at one time. And I remember thinking, I don't have anything that I need here right now. I loved them. I loved teenagers. I worked with teenagers at that time. But I remember going to a person that I really respected. And I said, I need a book. I need a book to show me how to be a better parent to these teenagers. I need wisdom. I need advice. I need mentoring. And this person said to me, you have everything that you need already. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to gather a group of other parents and I want you to teach a class. And I thought, that's the most stupid advice anybody could ever give. Ever, because I'm coming to you saying I don't have what it takes. And now you're asking me to teach other parents. That was the best advice. We gathered together about 10 different sets of parents, some single moms, some, you know, some groups anyway. And we would meet every Wednesday night and we were going through this curriculum and it was an honest place where we could talk about how good it was, how hard it was, the mess ups that we did the week before. Mm-hmm. And I'm teaching it because God has, that's one of the things he's placed in my heart is to be a teacher. And I'm teaching it, but I am learning so much. And I can promise you that at least one of my children, but maybe all three of them, can say that this was a pivotal time in our relationship where I transitioned from fear to faith that I could be the mom that I wanted to be. And I keep bringing up that mom I want to be. That was just my dream. But whatever it is, I transitioned from fear to faith, but also to friendship with other people in the same place. Yeah. And it made a difference.
Yeah. Have someone to come alongside you.
Yeah.
Powerful.
For somebody else to say to me when I said, hey, I lost it last week. I didn't know what to do. I feel like I completely failed my child. And for somebody else who I respect to look at me and say, ah, me too. Mm-hmm. Me too, Susie.
Yeah. And that's helpful to me as someone who tends to delay taking action because of feeling like I need to have it all figured out. It's like in that scenario, action was the best form of learning because then you got to do it with other people and it didn't matter that you were doing it imperfectly because that's actually what they needed also.
Yeah.
I have a little icon on my computer that says done is better than perfect. And so I think that is a good reminder that sometimes, you know, just doing the next thing is better than trying to get it perfect. So maybe we all take a few minutes this week and identify what's my signature excuse.
Yeah.
We've talked about having signature lies, I think, on another episode, but I think we probably all have a signature excuse and no condemnation or guilt or shame if you're wired like me.
Yeah.
That's not about that. It's just a thing that all humans do. And it's okay. So just saying, what's my signature excuse? What is the and, like Susie says, that I can put in there to change the narrative I'm telling myself? And then what's one small step I can take today?
Yeah. And so for mine, just a different track, because I want to address that excuse that I don't have time, is that I actually do look at my calendar in that moment and say, well, I do have time, or I maybe legitimately I don't have time right now, or it's not the right time at all or ever.
Or you have time, but not capacity.
Right.
And I think that's okay too.
Yeah.
To say, you know, I have other commitments, and other commitments may be your personal health and sanity.
Yeah.
And the well-being of your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's too, you know, sometimes you may be using time as a synonym for capacity.
Okay. That's good.
That's good. That's good. Well, next week we are going to be talking about waiting, and the episode is called Not Right Now. So if you're in a season of waiting and you don't like it, you need to listen next week.
Well, I want to share a resource, and Jennifer's also going to share a resource. The Spirit-Led Heart, Living a Life of Faith and Love Without Borders, is a book that I have written. And sometimes we just need discernment. We need to know the voice that knows the voice of God and the plans of God for us. And in Spirit-Led Heart, we break it down. What does that look like? How do I hear the voice of God? How do I walk in that? And how am I empowered and equipped with this gift of a helper that has been given to us?
And I have a book called Freedom, The Gutsy Pursuit of Breakthrough and the Life Beyond It. And the whole premise is, if you feel like brokenness leaves you stuck, that brokenness is really a beginning. It's not a badge of honor. It's just a place that we begin again. And just to see God transform your fears into faith, and just pursuing that gutsy pursuit of freedom and walking in the life that He has called you to live.
So go out there, no excuses, and follow your God-sized dreams. Be who God made you to be, and know we are cheering you on every step of the way.
And get your butt out of the way.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.